This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started.
And welcome. I'm your host, Felice Gerwitz, and today with me on the line is a very special lady, Melanie Wilson, who happens to be a Christian psychologist. Welcome, Melanie.
Thanks so much, Felice. I am excited to talk with you.
Oh, gosh, I am too, Melanie, because I can't wait to tell our listeners about your upcoming podcast. It is really going to be fun. So, Melanie, before we get started, I have worked with you through the years, and you have presented seminars on another platform that I ran, and so I'm well versed in who you are and what you do, but maybe our listeners aren't. So tell us a little bit about you.
All right. Well, I am a clinical psychologist. When I graduated, I was married, and I didn't have any children, and I began working in a Christian counseling agency. And then I had a child, and my dream was to work part-time as a psychologist and be a part-time mom. I would have a few days a week that I could enjoy being at home with my child, and that just didn't work out. God had other plans for me. My son had constant ear infections, and I praise God that I had a pediatrician who told me that it was because he was in daycare. I was shocked because I thought, you know, he's just in daycare part-time. How can this be?
Right.
But I was being called away from work every single time I went in because he was sick, and I finally had to come to terms with the fact that I needed to stay home, and I loved being at home with my son. I really, really did. But it was very hard, having just gotten my PhD and becoming licensed, to give up this career. But I did. And then the Lord surprised me again by calling me to homeschool after I had had three children. And I was really reluctant to do that because I believed that God had called me to be a writer and a speaker, and more than anything, more than even doing counseling, I wanted to take what I knew about psychology and about God's Word and use them to write and speak and educate people. And I just thought, there is no way that I can homeschool and do that too. And I even went away for a few days to really pray about it and think about it. And I didn't come to any resolution until I came home and I realized how silly, if God was calling me to write and speak and homeschool too, then it was his responsibility to make that all work. I didn't have to know how it was going to work. And I'm so thrilled that he has made it work in ways that I absolutely did not expect. And so I ended up having three more children, and so now I am the very, very proud mother of six children, and I have been homeschooling since my oldest was a preschooler. He is now 17 years old, and he is currently going to school at a traditional school, and that's a whole other story. God has really taught me a lot from that experience as well. But I ended up, when I was homeschooling and having babies, I ended up getting opportunities to write evangelical booklets on a variety of subjects. So I wrote on marriage and life balance and miscarriage when I had that experience. I wanted to use it for the good of other people. And it ended up helping. It helped me, too, you know, just to write about that. And then I had a lot of really great opportunities to be a radio guest with a woman who became my friend. She had her own radio program, Woman to Woman. Another woman I met had a radio program that was local, and I was able to be a guest on their radio programs pretty frequently, and I grew to really love it. And my good friend, who had her own show, said, you know, Melanie, someday I would like to see you doing what I'm doing. And I really wanted to do that. I wanted to have that be a possibility, but, you know, I needed to wait until it was the right time. And my kids are now 7 to 17, and they're a lot more self-sufficient. And
right.
it's just the right time for me to have a podcast to talk about homeschooling. And I'm really, really excited about what the topics are going to be that we cover.
Oh, I am too. And you are one of about three of the hosts that I contacted when I was thinking about doing this Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And that had said that this was something that you were considering and you were waiting for the right time. So I am very blessed that you said yes and you are going to be part of our network. And your show is, I'm excited, the Homeschool Sanity Show.
That's right.
And I think it's going to be really fun because, you know, it's kind of a little bit tongue-in-cheek and a little bit of a,
mm-hmm.
You know, kind of call to action that you are going to mm-hmm. give us some things that we can walk away and feel good and stronger. And, of course, you
mm-hmm.
have, you know, your psychology background and,
mm-hmm.
You know, you are such a sweetie because we should be calling you Dr. Wilson. And, you're not a stickler for that. Let's talk about that. So the Homeschool Sanity
mm-hmm.
Show currently is going to be twice monthly. And
mm-hmm.
as I'm telling everyone who is listening to this in the archives, because we are recording this before the site even goes live, that things will change. So be sure that
mm-hmm.
you follow, you know, what Melanie is doing. We have a calendar on the website as well as a show page where Melanie's show will be. And we would give you the URL, but that's going to change, too, from what it is right now. So we would just say go to the show, and then you'll find it there. But you'll get that information as we get closer to the release date. So you're going to talk about some things such as, you know, parenting and relationship
mm-hmm.
challenges and things like
yes.
that. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, those are the kinds of questions that I get all the time. When someone is struggling as a homeschool mom, those are the people I usually talk with,
right.
they have a child who isn't willing to do their schoolwork or who struggles with anxiety. I know I gave a presentation on homeschooling the anxious child for the Ultimate Homeschool Expo 1 year.
Right. Right.
And I feel like that is such an important topic that
mm-hmm.
it doesn't get addressed. You know, as homeschoolers, we're a little bit reluctant to reach out to professionals who aren't familiar with homeschooling, aren't necessarily supportive of homeschooling, and I completely understand that. So I like that I can offer some perspective and reassurance on dealing with a child who has anxiety issues. And honestly, that is the number one concern that people bring to me. And it was the number one issue that had parents bringing their children to see me when I was in practice. So it's something that I would like to talk about at some point during the show. And
mm-hmm.
then one of the things that doesn't get addressed just in the normal channels is true problem marriages. You know, we read a lot and we hear a lot about, you know, we need to be intentional about our marriages. We need to make them a priority. But sometimes we have difficulties that can't be resolved just by, you know, paying our marriage more attention. There are some really serious issues, and we may be delving into some of those as we go along with the show, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then another issue is I have so many people, and I've experienced this myself, where you just have family relationship problems, extended family, in-law problems. You can have problems with a friend, even relationships that you have within the homeschooling community. And you're coping with really challenging people, and you just don't know what to do. And that's been something that I have spoken about quite frequently, and it's a topic that's near and dear to my heart because I feel like so many Christian people, and especially women, really, really struggle with knowing how to deal with very difficult people because we've been told that we just need to be nice. We just need to be nicer. And in some situations, that's not the right move to make. And I talk about that from a scriptural perspective. So this is not psychobabble that I'm going to be sharing on the show.
Oh, that's too funny.
So those are some
of
the
relationships. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. It's definitely not psychobabble. I'm not I was educated at a secular university, but I immediately after my internship, I did my supervised year of experience in a Christian counseling agency, and I feel like that was incredibly valuable for me because I believe that the most important book in dealing with any kind of a problem that we have in our lives is the Bible. And when it conflicts with what we hear and read about in self-help circles, in the psychobabble circles, then we have to trust God's word because there is healing and hope there for us.
Well, Melanie, I love what you're saying, and I can't wait to hear more. But we're going to take a really short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Nothing's scarier when you're a mom than hearing,
"What's there?"
You can have no fear when you download your free copy of the Once and For All Meal Plan from PsychoWith6.com. You'll have a meal plan for the pickiest of eaters that will save you time, money, and your family's health. That's just one of the great free resources at PsychoWith6, that's the number 6.com.
Welcome back. I am here with my guest, Dr. Melanie Wilson, and we're talking about the Homeschool Sanity Show. She's going to host that on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network upcoming. And so if you're listening to this in the archives, that means the show is live, so you'll want to check that out. And you can also visit Melanie at Psycho with 6, and that's the number 6. It's PSYCHOWITH and the number 6.com. And you can see about Melanie and her great resources and things like that. Well, Melanie, welcome back. And we were talking before the break about some of the topics that you're going to be covering on your show, and you're also going to be covering some more of what we would consider, you know, the day-to-day, like getting organized and things like that. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
Yes, you know, I was convinced that I was not going to be able to homeschool because I am a naturally disorganized person. And
no
so
way.
Many, yes, very much so.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So many moms tell me that they would never be able to homeschool because they're not organized. And I share my experience with them. I mean, I was really worried because I had already started homeschooling preschool. That was going to be my testing ground with my oldest.
Funny.
And I saw that it wasn't going well from an organizational point of view. And that is when I found flylady.net. And I discovered Marla Silly, and her approach to getting organized was just a gift from the Lord. And I actually went on to talk with her personally, and I wrote a feature article about her for Woman's Day magazine. And I was able to share with lots of moms around the country about how easy it can really be when you have the right approach and the right tools and the right mindset to getting organized. And that has been a long time ago that I discovered her, and God has enabled me to come up with all different kinds of ways of working with my natural disorganized personality to make homeschooling work for me and to make everything that I do work for me. To the best of my ability. You know, it's not perfect.
Right.
It's far
right.
from perfect, but it's really a passion that I have to just keep improving and getting better at balancing my life, getting things in order, getting things done. And it's something that I talk about a lot on my blog, just sharing resources and ideas with my readers. Mm-hmm. I'm currently in the process of a year-long series on living productively. So every week I test out a different way of getting more done. And I determine if it works for me or not. And I talk about homeschooling in the process, but a lot of people who aren't homeschoolers are joining in the conversation because they're looking for ways to make their time management more effective too. So right. It's definitely something we're going to talk about and hopefully be sharing resources and advice from other homeschooling moms who have found ways to make their schooling work better too.
Right. Well, and I am a very unorganized by personality person as well. I'm more of a, oh, let's do this today or, you know, change things mm-hmm. around. And it does not always work depending on the personality of your child. Some of them love it and some of them don't, especially if you have more than one child. And
right.
So I've had to learn as well. So here we are, two moms who didn't start out as the most organized that have successfully homeschooled for many years. So don't let that stop you. And, you know, I'm looking at your topics here, and really they're open to any Christian families, and that's the entire network, whether you homeschool or not. Same with the Ultimate Homeschool Expo. When I ran those seminars, we had, you know, quite a few moms that joined us that were not homeschool moms. So, you know, as much as we love homeschooling, you know, I know it's not the perfect fit for everyone. And so, you know, we really welcome you to come. Well, I'm excited because I think your show is going to have a lot of really wonderful, not only topics that are based upon experience, whether it was clinical or, you know, day-to-day types of things, but really helpful. So I'm excited about that. And before, you know, we go, I want to talk a little bit about your products. You have written some books, and you've mentioned some of the articles and things that you've written, but you have a book entitled So You're Not Wonder Woman, How Your Superpower
right.
Can Change Your Life. So, again, your sense of humor, Melanie, comes through, which I love.
Yes.
You know, because we have to laugh at ourselves, which I tend to do a little bit too much, I think, especially sometimes. My options are you can either cry or laugh, so I think I opt for the happier scenario rather than, you know, dissolve in tears.
Right.
And, you know, tell us about that book.
That book is really the story of how psychology failed to make meaningful change in my life, and God succeeded. And it wasn't just getting organized. I definitely talk about that in the book, but I also talk about how my marriage was transformed, how I was able to overcome a very big problem with anger. Not that I never get angry, because I do. But it's a lot less often. I talk about how I was delivered from a problem with overeating. I just could not get my eating under control no matter what I tried. You know, I even had a whole group of psychologists who was, we were all working together trying to lose weight, and that didn't help. So it's really a message of hope for women who are struggling with any number of issues. I talk about having really difficult relationships with friends and how I was able to find peace in that situation. So it's really a book for not just homeschoolers, but for anyone who wants to make meaningful changes in their lives and they've struggled to do it on their own. So it's a wonderful thing for me to be able to hand to someone, because I can't possibly sit down in just a really short period of time and explain to them what God has taken me through to get to this point. A friend of mine was just telling me that she was talking to another homeschooling mom, and this other homeschooling mom just has me up on a pedestal. And my friend was really laughing. And, you know, that honestly just makes me sad. I just want to give every woman like this other mom my book so she knows that I'm not on a pedestal. God mm-hmm. is the only mm-hmm. one who is exalted. I'm not exalted at all. And so many moms, and I'm hoping that that's what we can do with this show too, so many right. moms look at the bloggers, look at the Pinterest pinners, look at the speakers and the writers, and they think they have it all together. Everything's perfect for them. What is wrong with me? And the fact is, you're comparing your inside, what you know about the truth of yourself and your family when your guard is down and you're not putting on airs, you're not wearing a mask, and you're comparing that to everyone else's outside appearance. You're right. You're not comparing apples to apples. And I'm hoping that we can really be honest about the struggles that are involved, are a part of the homeschooling lifestyle, because it's not all rosy, for sure.
Right. And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, it tends to, you know, put you in a spot, too, when, you know, there's this ideal of, you know, what you're hoping to aspire to, and it just seems like, you know, the day-to-day doesn't quite match up. So, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. you know, I really have to thank you, Melanie, for being transparent and really being there to help others, because that does take a lot of, you know, bravery to do that, you know, because it really, and I'm sure it's a gift from the Lord. I'm sure the Lord really wanted you to write that book. So I really pray that those of you listening to this will go check it out. And it is for sale, so tell us where people can find that.
You can find it on Amazon.com, and it is in print and in a Kindle version. And I hope people will listen to the podcast, because I will be periodically making the book free for Amazon purchasers. The Kindle version will be free periodically. So I hope people can take advantage of that. I love freebies, so I'm sure other people will do too.
Yeah, that is wonderful. What a blessing, a double blessing, Melanie. Well, listen, I am so delighted to have you on board as one of the hosts of a podcast on our network. So, you know, excited again to hear your shows as they get recorded, and people can come to the website, follow the RSS feed, as well as download it via iTunes. And I just learned today that on smartphones, there actually is a podcast app, and we're going to mm-hmm. talk more about that. You can, I believe there's one that is for purchase, but you can bring in whatever podcast you want to listen to that way as well. So exciting, you know, for those who want to follow the show and can't always get to it the minute it launches, but currently, your show will not be live. At some point, that may change, but the mm-hmm. shows will always be available. What day and time are you planning for that?
Yes, the show will be available every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Time.
Wonderful. So, you know, just be ready to either refresh your iTunes at that point and pull up your podcast, or come follow the feed, and you'll be able to get the direct feed for the Homeschool Sanity Show with Dr. Melanie Wilson. Again, Melanie, thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to hearing more about what you have to teach us.
Well, Felice, it's truly an honor, and I'm very blessed that you've asked me, and we pray that the whole Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network will be a blessing to many, many listeners.
Oh, amen. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.